This is an iHeart podcast.
Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And more importantly, it's a good Friday. Wishing everyone a happy and blessed Good Friday out there. Hey, look, it is a good Friday. Just be careful out there deer hunting.
And I know it's controversial, but I got it done once. Ban assault weapons and high capacity magazines. I was getting criticized when I first passed this law when I was a senator. And guess what? I was down in southern Delaware, do a lot of hunting and fishing down there. And I was walking up one of the creek beds. And the guy standing there said, "You want to take my gun?" I said, "I don't take your gun." He said, "Well, you're telling me I can't have more than X number of bullets in my gun." And I said, "What do you think the deer you're hunting are wear Kevlar vests? What the hell you need 20 bullets for? You must be a hell of a terrible shot." I'm serious. Think about it. Think about the mass shooting.
Oh, we're in so much trouble. Gosh. Remember, this is a little side note before we get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. The Second Amendment is not about hunting. The Second Amendment is actually not even about your personal protection for a robber if he breaks into your home. The Founding Fathers put the Second Amendment in there so you could defend yourself against the government. Period. End of story. The truth is, Americans, yeah, we have more arms. Private American citizens have more guns than the entire U.S. military and every law enforcement office in this country combined. Significantly more guns, and we're still underarmed. Period. Jesse, because it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, your show is still a joke. Why are you still on the air? You know, that's a great question. Remember, what, Chris? It's a great question. Why am I still on the air? I'll be honest with you, hate listener. I don't know. I have no earthly idea. The funny thing about radio is this, and I just love it so much, but it's odd. And that is, right now, you're hearing the sound of my voice, and it's intimate, for lack of a better way to put it. I'm in the car with you. On the way home from work, I am in the kitchen with you while you make dinner for the kids, in your ear while you're on the treadmill, however you choose to listen. But for me, I'm just talking to a microphone. I've looked up and there's, of course, Chris, but I don't want to look at Chris too often. It ruins the show. But what, Chris? In all seriousness, I'm just talking to a microphone. I'm here by myself. And it is the oddest thing, and I'll tell you, remember, I just started. I've only been doing this a few years. It has always been the oddest thing to me when I make a joke about something. I have no idea if you're laughing. I can't hear you laugh. If I fire you up about something, I can't hear you cheer. I can't hear you yell at me. I'm not there with you. You know what I mean? I'm not there with you, so I can't see. And I don't realize, but honestly, sorry, hate listener, the show's not going anywhere. Apparently, the numbers continue to skyrocket. Which, again, that's weird, too, because I can't see it. And because you can't see it, you don't know. The only time you get a glimpse of people enjoying the show is when you go out and do events. We had a big event here in Houston, and that, I'll tell you what, that was one of the big ones. We just did that a few months ago. Clay and Buck came to town. I was actually on their show earlier today. Clay and Buck came to town, and we did this big event at this big honky-tonk bar in Houston where we got up on stage and did a little political talk, and then we just kind of hung out, drank beer, took pictures with people. That event, I drove away from that one with the wife, and we said, oh my gosh. I had no idea that it was that popular because I can't see. And we're just screwing off. Me and Chris and Michael, we're cracking jokes during the show, during the break. We're having fun. And we don't know if someone's enjoying that. We don't know if everyone's turning off the radio. Why am I still on the air? I have no earthly idea. I have no idea why you enjoy this at all. But I'll tell you what, I do. I'm having a blast. Dear Dr. J, how did a construction worker, grunt, an RV salesman, come to be so insightful on current events. He said, I can use his name. His name is John. I will say this. I think, John, maybe you, if you consider me to be insightful, I am the Oracle, Chris, but now if you consider me to be insightful, I think you probably just answered your own question. You do not gain insight into people. Remember, everything's about people, always. Every business is a people business. What makes people tick, how people think, why do people do the things they do, what are they going to do next? It's all about people. Whatever business you're in, it's about people. If you're turning wrenches, changing people's oil today, you'll still have a better career if you're good with people. Smile, solid handshake, manners. It's just every business is a people business. You do not find out about people in the real world on a college campus. You do not. I mean, it can be useful as part of your life experience, but these people, and I understand everyone has a different upbringing. I like that I came from a construction family. You learn a lot about yourself and other people when you're stuck in a ditch with a shovel in your hands. You learn a lot about people in the Marine Corps, or if you choose one of the lesser branches. You learn a lot about people. You're forced to live with them. You're forced to follow them. You're forced to lead them. You learn a lot about people. And maybe most of all, you learn a lot about people when you're in sales. I think I'm just of this belief. I am going to probably make my sons have two different jobs at some point. At some point, my sons are going to be in some form of physical labor while they're teenagers, some form of construction, whether that be building homes, asphalt, whatever the case may be. Because look, one, it's healthy for you. Two, it is good for a man to understand. Look, you don't have to be Bob Vila, some home remodel expert or something like that. I'm the furthest thing from it. I know how to work a hammer. I know how to work a saw. I know how to measure something. You need to know how to do the basics as a man. I think it's important. That's one. Two, I'm going to make my sons do some sort of retail, whether that be waiting tables somewhere, whether that be selling something. Go down to the Foot Locker and go to work. Now, maybe you love that. Maybe you hate it. But you get invaluable experience with people when you do that. Invaluable experience. I'm not saying they're going to love it. And look, maybe they will love it. Remember, I'm not ashamed of having been an RV salesman. I needed money bad. We were running out of money. I had no job. I found the job on Craigslist and I had to pay the bill. I had bills to pay. Bills were piling up. Bank account was empty. I had to find a job. And there's great money in RV sales. I still know several RV salesmen. They're all making six figures, every one of them. Now, they're not making, you know, high six figures, but they're all making six figures. That's great money. Provide a family. Now, maybe you don't think you could do it. Maybe you really couldn't do it. Maybe you would hate it. I will tell you, as I've told you before, I burned out on it in the end. I just burned out on dealing with people all day long. But man, you can make real money. No college debt, no college degree. Show up to work in khakis and a comfortable little polo shirt every day and pull in six figures a year. Get some diamond earrings for the old lady. Your kids aren't missing a meal. Not a bad life. So if you actually think I'm insightful, which I think I am very insightful. What, Chris? If you think I'm insightful, I would argue that's how I became so. Me and Dome, we're together in this.
A lot of people go to the store, don't feel that their wages are going as far as they want them to. Then they get mad at the gas station. Then you've talked about pandemic. You've talked about supply chain and Ukraine. Mm-hmm. But they're still putting that anger with the administration. Mm-hmm. What do you say to them?
Well, first of all, I acknowledge, one must acknowledge, that prices are going up. And
I love that part, by the way. I acknowledge, one must acknowledge.
That people are working hard. And in many cases are worried about whether they can get through the end of the month and make it all work.
Man, I got to tell you, I can't believe the poll numbers for Biden are bad.
You know, there was always that thing. Oh, Donald Trump has the lowest approval rating at this point in his presidency. We did it over and over and over and over again. Well, at this point in his presidency, Donald Trump's numbers, actually his average approval rating is 1 point higher than Joe Biden's, which is at 41%, Donald Trump at 42%. a first-term president at this point in his presidency, this is the lowest. This is the lowest for anyone who was elected to the presidency and didn't get up there through the vice presidency. This is a really, really, really bad number.
That doesn't sound good. That was CNN. It's going to be, look, hey, midterms, just get ready. You know what we need to do, Chris? Can we have a big party for the midterms? What? It'd be fine. Maybe some liability issues, but we'll throw a big party. Do you think iHeart would get mad if we threw one in the studio? They probably would, right? Yeah, dang it. All right, never mind. Let's rethink this off the air. That's probably better. That's probably better. All right. Somebody wants to talk about a parallel economy. Let's talk about what exactly that means. Let's also talk about your personal defense. Because we did get another Ask Dr. Jesse email. Dr. Jesse, what's the price tag on getting Chris shot in the chest with a Hero 2020 gun? He says, I don't care if he wears goggles and dresses up like a hockey goalie. I think the world needs this video. And he says he's in for $100. Remember, the Hero gun is a non-lethal gun. It shoots these pepper balls 100 miles per hour. And when they hit, they hurt. And then they explode and engulf you in this pepper. It'll put you down. I actually don't think we should do that to Chris because it would be brutal. You don't need a concealed carry permit for your Hero gun. Your Hero gun can save your life. Go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse. Get you a special discount. Get one for yourself. Get one for your spouse. Get one for that daughter of yours away from home. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
I have the rent for it tomorrow. The next, I don't know.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you miss any part of the show, and I can't imagine anyone would miss even a minute of it, the whole thing's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Here's this question, and pay attention, because I think this is important, because this is a critical part of our future where we need to go. Dr. Jesse, I heard this term parallel economy. Do you know what that means? I don't know what it will mean, but freedom isn't free. If it means setting up independent institutions to crush the communists, do you support it? Of course! I thought I would consult the Oracle on the issue. And then he finishes it by saying, listen, thank you.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
You don't know what a no-fly zone will mean. If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Thank you. All right, no, seriously, let's talk about a parallel economy. Right now, again, this is going to sound dark. I don't mean it to sound dark. Let's have a talk. Do you remember? It's important we understand what they did to us for the last 2 years, and not just about the COVID stuff. Remember the people who lead this country. Remember the people who run things around here. Remember, you know what? Listen to this. Remember these people.
I think, unfortunately, I don't say it with anything but sorrow, but I do think it's needed. We're going to need to do some kind of shutdown in the weeks ahead.
Any concern that you've gone too far in any way with the stay-at-home restrictions?
No.
Should everyone be issuing these stay-at-home orders?
Our message is this: what are you waiting for? What more evidence do you need?
We're up to around 90% of the American people at shelter in place.
Okay, I'm not going to play the whole thing. 2 years, especially one gigantic year of politicians in this country shutting us down. Of them shutting the doors of businesses. You're not essential. You're not essential. This isn't actually about COVID or the lockdowns right now. This is about you and me accepting what we have right now in the country. And what we have right now in the country is a rotted, nakedly corrupt system nationally. A system I don't believe can be salvaged. That sounds dark. It's not dark. That means we need to create our own system. And that means we have to create a parallel economy that starts from the ground up. We have to start from scratch. We need our own banking. We need our own internet servers. It is important. We need to develop our own university system. We do, and there's some talk about that already beginning. We have to separate ourselves. I talk a lot about a national divorce and how we need a national divorce, and we should sit down at the table with the communists and just agree to divide up the assets and liabilities. I understand. I'm not naive. I understand that's not going to happen. But we can separate anyway. We don't have to sit down with the wife and the mediator and decide who gets the kids and who gets the dog. We can just slowly start gathering up our stuff, get an apartment across town, and slowly start moving that stuff into there. I'm not trying to be dramatic. You're getting a face full of this right now with the Elon Musk Twitter thing that's happening. The richest man in the world, the richest human being, honestly, I think that's ever lived, the richest human being in the world just tried to buy Twitter for a cash price, and his goal was simply no more censorship. That was his goal. And the system stopped him from doing it. We cannot coexist with them. We cannot even continue to try to exist inside of them. We have to create our own parallel economy. We have to make our own movies, and there are people out there doing that right now. Kevin Sorbo, my buddy Nick Searcy, Daily Wire is creating these blockbuster movies. We have to create our own economy. Every single part of the economy you have enjoyed thus far must be created separately for us. Chris brought up even razors. Yeah, Daily Wire started the Jerry's Razors things. Why? Because Harry's Razors, which I used Harry's Razors forever, they decided to start putting out trans ads. No, no more. We have to come up with our own stuff. Yes, I support it. I believe very much in not spending my money with our enemy and spending my money with spending our money with our friends. Morals, putting your money where your morals are, is how we must live. And we have failed so badly at that on the right. And I'm not pointing fingers. I'm just as guilty as anyone else of subscribe. I had Disney Plus forever. I canceled it some months ago when they started all that CRT stuff. So that's me supporting Disney. I've been at Disney World. I gave this filthy company my money. These people suck.
Abigail, thanks for coming on the program. So what is the Walt Disney Company actually, and how do you feel when you see it portrayed as this child abuse indoctrination cult?
Right. Well, what I'm seeing happen is pretty coordinated strategic plan unfolding. Disney seems like the biggest target because it's so woven into families. Mm. And so if you can create this idea that somebody's in there trying to indoctrinate your child, my goodness, the paranoid imagination can run circles with that. Yeah, and so I understand why it's been selected in the strategic.
Paranoid imagination. We have multiple Disney employees, high executives talking about their not-so-secret gay agenda and how they're going to make sure they have more LGBTQ lead characters and how they already put in a lesbian kiss in the new Lightyear movie. Now, are you going to take your son, your daughter out to the new Lightyear movie? I will tell you, totally honestly, we had planned on it when my kids saw the preview. I will not go see that movie in a million years now. We have to put our money where our morals are and separate ourselves. And sometimes, lots of times, that hurts. I've told you how much I love the NFL. I miss it. I haven't seen it 3-4 years ever since they started that America Sucks crap. But I'm never coming back. I could do something else. All right. China versus Russia. Hang on. daggone Dave and his jazz music. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it's kind of a last-minute guest. That's why I didn't tease him coming on. My friend Dave Reboy, highly recommend you subscribe to his Substack, Late Republic Nonsense. Just always a very thoughtful guy, someone I lean on for advice and just to work things through in my mind, even though his musical taste sucks. Dave, just got a question about a parallel economy. You talk about this all the time. You've been one of the leaders on this. You were on this a long time before anyone else I know. Tell me what that means to you.
Well, a parallel economy is, it doesn't really have to be, it doesn't really have to be thought out. It's an economy operating in, I guess, the same geographic space, but featuring a different set of characters. For example, we already have parallel economies in the United States to a great extent. You know, we have companies that that sell to folks who are, Hispanic. We have companies that sell to folks who are, who are Black or other things. It's not necessarily a big, well thought out thing. I mean, all it really is in the context that we're usually talking about is, is companies that want to reach a very specific market that may or may not be underserved right now. And that specific market is, patriotic Americans who are not woke, because it seems to be that every large corporate conglomerate, every large media entity, everything is pushing a particular brand of politics that, frankly is weird and crazy for at least half the country. And and half the country doesn't want to be buying their products. They want an alternative. People should have people should patronize businesses that maybe if they don't reflect their values, then at least they don't insult them and say that they're, fascist and horrible, white supremacists and sort of, not valuable as citizens.
Dave, is this something we need to be more purposeful about as far as starting this thing up and pushing a parallel economy? Or is it, like you pointed out, it's already naturally happening. We see conservative movies being made. We see it's starting to happen naturally. Are we being too lazy to push it along? Are we behind the eight ball?
This is the kind of thing that builds up when it builds up. I think this should have been done a long time ago, but it's the kind of thing that begins with the realization. Like, you sort of have to realize, like, hey, yeah, this is a consumer that is not being reached by, by these large companies. Let's give them a try. It's not rocket science. Really all it takes is figuring this out. Now, really what the first step is, if we're getting into the nuts and bolts, mm-hmm. the first step would be if someone on the right were to, and if I had money, I would do this tomorrow. If someone on the right were to buy and run a legitimate advertising research firm, because we don't exactly have the numbers. The big ad firms today, they know in precise detail what people think about Starbucks and Coca-Cola and what have you. They know exactly in every zip code how they feel about these products and how frequently they're consuming them, et cetera, et cetera. But they're really not testing for politics. A company, a new advertising research, marketing research firm should start up and say, hey, look, we can quantify this market, which is even if you take the people who voted for Donald Trump, that's nearly 80 million people. 80 million people is a larger consumer base than most companies have to work with, around the world. That's a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And figuring out what they like, what they want, what they buy, what they watch, all of these things, all these things are knowable. And nobody is making an effort to know. You know, people talk about how the white working class in the United States has been ignored by politicians, and that's true. But they've also been ignored by large companies who think that, like, yeah, you know, whatever, we'll have people of color and trans folks and LGBT plus people in every commercial, and, you know, the white people will just buy it. You know, the straight people will just buy it. Let's give people a real option. And I don't think you can do that until you have the metrics, until you know exactly where the market is. And I think when a company does that and does figure out, like, hey, wait a minute, you know, we have a massive potential for sales here. I think that's when you're going to see movement in this regard. That's when you're going to see companies decide to sort of get on the parallel economy bandwagon.
Speaking with my friend Dave Reboy, of course, you need to subscribe to his Substack, Late Republic Nonsense. Okay, Dave, the whole Elon Musk thing, it's fascinating. In my opinion, the most important thing is that people take from this, they see how stacked the deck is against them, how rigged and corrupt the system is. I think that's the most important thing. But people dive all over the next populist leader all the time. We are hungry for one right now. Why are we so hungry to get behind anyone? Is it because we're just that worried and starved?
I think there's the fact that, you know, we're looking for someone who will sort of finally reflect what we believe, and it's so uncommon to find that. So when we find someone who will reflect, like, you know, 10% of what we believe, we get all excited. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with populists trying to find or trying to be on the lookout for someone who will sort of represent them in public as a famous person, as a kind of prominent person. There's nothing wrong with that impulse. We just get burned all the time because we settle for 10% or 15% of what we want. Mm-hmm. I think, though, Musk is a different category. I mean, I really like the guy. Because, you know, I mean, he made his statement to Twitter and in public, and you know that he really believes it. You know, he is absolutely into the free exchange of ideas, and we're at the point now where, you know what, I will gladly take that. You know, I will gladly take that because we can disagree with Elon Musk about 100 different things. We can disagree about any political issue or transhumanism or whatever, you know, weirdo stuff he may be into that I disagree with. But at least the most important thing to for him that he recognizes is that without being able to speak in an unfettered way, all of this is meaningless. We can agree with someone 100%, but not have the ability to express ourselves, it's meaningless.
Dave Reboy, Late Republic Nonsense is his Substack. Dave, thank you so much for coming on, bud.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
All right. It's Friday. It's a good Friday. What's that mean? Tomorrow's Saturday. Just figured that out on my own, Chris, not to brag, but remember, 10 minutes this weekend. Do 10 minutes. That's all I'm asking for is 10 minutes with your Mantis X. Remember, Mantis X attaches to your weapon and allows you to practice in your home. The Special Forces guys use it. The Marine Corps is using it. It's more than target practice. They will guide you. They will help you. They'll give you feedback on your technique. They'll put you through drills and courses. MantisX.com. Get one. It couldn't be easier. You know I'm not a technology guy, right? Everyone knows I'm not a technology guy. I can use my Mantis X. It's cake. It's absolutely cake. MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. Get one. Don't hope you're ready. Make sure.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Feel it, feel it, hear my song, baby. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And we look, hey, before we get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions, let's give credit where credit is due. Florida still out there killing it and leading the way on the important stuff.
We are here today to protect life. If you look what's going on in certain segments of our society, particularly amongst people who are affiliated with the far left of our political spectrum, of course, that's overrepresented in places like Hollywood, in the media. But they are now taking the position that babies can be aborted up to the ninth month. That is just fundamentally wrong. That is infanticide. That has no place.
He's not wrong. All right, hey, true sage. Let's get back to the emails on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, all are welcome. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Dr. Jesse, Burgermaster, should we be more worried about the Chinese than the Russians? The Chinese had their paws all over the Middle East, Europe, Africa, and now they're extending to the Caribbean. Remember this. China's economy is almost the same size as ours. Now, they're having huge economic problems there right now, too. They keep locking down their own country like morons, but their economy is close to being as big as ours. We talk a lot about Russia, and we do have to keep our eyes on Russia just because they're a nuclear power and because of the energy and because of the food they export. But Russia's economy is smaller than the economy of Texas. Now, that's still significant when compared to other countries. They're not even close to us economically. And while Russia, this sounds odd to say at this point in time, while they're currently invading another country, Russia is not nearly as aggressive on the world stage as they used to be back in the Soviet Union days, as far as making sure they are peddling influence all over the world. China, much different story. China's building naval bases where there shouldn't be naval bases. China, as you pointed out, they're all over Africa. And people wonder, why Africa? What are they after there? Africa has unique resources. Africa is a fascinating place. They have unique resources. Resources countries need, countries like us need, like lithium. Resources that cannot be found other places. And China, what they're doing, they're stepping into a lot of these countries that are going through turmoil or having financial problems, and they're essentially buying their loyalty. Hey, no big deal. We're going to step in. We'll help you out. Oh, you need some new roads? We got you covered. We'll get some roads. Oh, looks like you got some debt problems. Hey, no biggie. We got that covered. Ooh, you also have lithium mines. I would love to have exclusive access for lithium mines. Do you want us to bail you out of debt or not? They're very, very purposeful. Remember, it's so wild. We play World Economic Forum audio for you all the time because they're an evil organization trying to take over the world. But they put out videos. China, very similarly, they have publicized things saying, we intend to run the world by 2050. It's not as if they're quiet about it. They're quite brazen about the fact they think they should be number one. They think they should knock us off of being number one, and they should be the leaders of the world. Our enemies are honest about what they believe. They are. Our enemies are honest about what they believe. They tell you all the time what they think. Here are our domestic enemies.
Hi, I'm a queer teacher, and I 1,000% do not support this bill. And yes, I do know what's in it. The bill in itself is just another way to stigmatize the LGBTQ+ community. Say that pre-K through third grade are not ready for such topics is actually internalized homophobia and transphobia. They're very much ready for these topics and are way more accepting than adults when it comes to discussing these topics. We can talk about gender assumptions, pronouns, all the things.
Okay. It's one thing that circus freak exists and teaches your children. It's quite another that circus freak feels very comfortable videoing themselves being a circus freak and then putting the video publicly online for consumption. Our enemies are not hiding. They are very open from China to circus freak teachers to the World Economic Forum. They're very, very open about what they believe, about what they want, about the direction they're going. Very open about it. Hey, Jesse, love your show. Please tell me your personal choice of seasoning that you use besides the Chipotle sauce that you mentioned. Personal. Well, this is a lame one. Just bear with me a second. I'm a black pepper freak. I love black pepper. I don't know. I see these people making rare delicacies like Kraft mac and cheese, and I see them not putting any black pepper in it. I drown my Kraft mac and cheese in black pepper. My boys now, they'll head right over to the pepper shaker and put more in. They're so used to it. Another rare delicacy, beefaroni. Who doesn't love beefaroni? Beefaroni is 10 times as good if you put black pepper inside of it. What, Chris? Chris said, why have black pepper when you can have cayenne? I'm not anti-cayenne. Cayenne isn't bringing near what black pepper is bringing as far as flavor goes. That's one. But all that said, I'm a Cajun seasoning guy. I bet you I have 6 different shakers in the seasoning cupboard. The wife keeps organizing it, and I can't find anything. But there are all these Cajun seasonings in there. I'm a Cajun dude. And this won't apply to everybody in the country because I'm in Houston. And in Houston, if you look at a map, we're reasonably close to Louisiana. We have tons and tons of Louisiana people who've come over here, and nobody eats like Louisiana people. Nobody. That kind of Cajun Louisiana food, oh, it's the best. It's all so spicy and yummy. Well, because of that, I've gotten hooked on Cajun food, but I realize a lot of people don't have access to Cajun food everywhere in the country. We do have access to it here. We do big crawfish boils. I've told you this before in our neighborhood. We do these big vats of crawfish, and you have sausages in there and mushrooms in there, and you have corn, even though I don't eat the corn, and you have potatoes, and there's just always so many seasonings involved. Louisiana people know how to cook, and I'm officially a Cajun food junkie. All right. It's the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, on a good Friday, and we have an hour of show left. An hour of show left. Somebody wants to know, why don't I add more weapons to the soundboard? And he has suggestions. We'll get to that. We still have communist talk. Somebody's in desperate need of help. Somebody wants to talk about desserts, tackling all the tough issues on the Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to that, remember this. Remember, we have to make sure we are strong. There's nothing the communists want more than a society full of weak, low testosterone men. And sadly, that's what we have right now. There are a lot of reasons for this, but testosterone levels being at their lowest point in history is a gift for these communists. Go to chok.com, chok.com. They have a ton of great stuff, all natural supplements, no medicine, no chemical crap, all natural supplements, U.S. manufacturing. But I want you to go get a male vitality stack. It's got 3 different things in it. They're wonderful. Male vitality stack. You want to see a difference? Go take that for a month or two. You will see a difference. And you can have it 30% off right now. CHOQ.com and use the code Jesse gets you 30% off. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black.
This is an iHeart podcast.